Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger, better lives and businesses. And I am so very excited to be hosting this podcast again with Dan Calloway as I continue to remember the words of Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell. We are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And every week I look forward to reading just a few moments from Riviera Beach Moments from Deborah Hall McCollum. And today we're going to read about Abe Elam, professional athlete. Abe was raised in Riviera Beach, and he was a Palm Beach County football standout. He played college football at the University of Notre Dame and Kent State University. He is a former football safety in the NFL for the Miami Dolphins, Dallas Cowboys, and New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, and Kansas City Chiefs, in which he's played for. For many years, Abe has been giving back to the community that he grew up in. He operates the TEAM, T-E-A-M, Elam Mentor Program, Together Everyone Achieves More, a free football program that introduces young people to an array of life skills and professions that they may not normally be introduced to during their typical high school experience. They also get a chance to meet NFL players in person. A Team Elam football camp is held each summer at the Dan Calloway Amphitheater and Wells Recreation Center in Riviera Beach. Learn more by going to teamelam.org. That's T-E-A-M-E-L-A-M.org. But today we're talking to Mr. Al Shipman, a proud alumni of Palm Beach Lakes High School, 1992. He was a three-sport athlete, but after his sophomore year, he decided to concentrate on track and football. He earned a full athletic scholarship to the University of Miami. He later went on to enjoy a five-year career in the Canadian Football League. He is now back at his alumni as head football coach, where he has been for the last 7 years. Under his tutelage, he has led the Rams to four winning seasons, reaching the second round twice. So let us welcome Mr. Dan Calloway and Mr. Shipman. How are you both this afternoon?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And before we go any further, don't worry about it, Al. I will make the correction. You see, the thing is not Al Shipman Jr., which went off to the University of Miami and one of the greatest young coaches we got in Palm Beach County or the state of Florida. But he will be on here because he's an outstanding individual. But this is Papa in the class of 1966 at John F. Kennedy Senior High School, when they had all those great athletes like Lamar Paris, Bo Monroe, and Elijah Brown, and just unbelievable. But the thing that we have, this young man who was all everything, basketball, football, baseball, and rather than go off to college when he should have, he went into the service, and he married his high school sweetheart, and they had two or three kids. I think it was two girls and one boy. But the main thing, his whole family, the Everhards and the Shipmans, they all, I had them all. So yes. Before we get back to you, Al, just say a few words and how you feeling, number one, and you were on a mission of mercy. That's why you wasn't with us Thursday at the Senior Citizens Banquet. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's a little overview here, and then we'll get ready to go.
Good afternoon once again to the listening audience, to Miss Ann, and most of all to Mr. Dan Calloway, who is my mentor. I cannot say enough inspiring words about this young man. And when I say young man, I do mean young, because Methuselah was over 900 some odd years old, but yet and still Mr. Calloway is in his 80s, mid-80s. So I didn't want to call the number, Mr. Calloway. But anyway, he is certainly a man of high esteem, and I'm always amazed whenever I'm around in his presence how people gravitate to him and appreciate what he has done for this community. A lot of times we wait to we pass on before things are given to them in recognition. But, Mr. Calloway, you have achieved something that is remarkable. You've already received a park that is named after you. Why are you able to enjoy it yourself rather than wait for other people to enjoy? And sometimes they abuse it, but being that you are the man that you are, people respect and respond to you. There's nothing that Mr. Calloway can ask me to do that I'm not willing to do, because I know he's a man of God, and never will he ask you to do something that is impossible, because he knows with God all things are possible. So, Mr. Calloway, I want to thank you once again on behalf of my family. There's so many things, and we don't have the time on the air to name them. But one of the things I always want to let you know, that it had not been for you looking at a fatherless child way back and putting your arms around and making it possible for me to be where I am today. I've always aspired to be an outstanding citizen, husband, father, mentor to other young men. My accolades would never even compare to where you are. But I just want to say thank you once again. And whatever we can go and whatever we can do, Mr. Calloway, you can call on me. I'm there. I'm available. And I'm going to do all I can, as long as I can and as much as I can, to further the cause of Christ and to help mankind.
Well, I appreciate that, because it was in the middle 60s. When we won the state, they call it senior team now in baseball. But we it was different. We went from Pony League to another league and all that. And then you were the first. When we got the American Legion to integrate it, because no blacks had ever played in the American Legion program. And when they asked me, I was working running tape then at the gym, and they were talking about getting some blacks, and everybody agreed the greatest thing that I did was say, Alpha Shipman, you go and break that. You were the Jackie Robinson of South Florida, especially Palm Beach County. You go on there, and then Boo James and Larry Evans and all and so many opened the doors. But before you, it was no blacks. And can you imagine that in the 60s?
Not one.
We didn't have not one black in the American Legion football, and because everybody in the American Legion are veterans of the war. But it wasn't the blacks out there. So I want to thank you, not only that your discipline and your athletic ability to, and that was a lot of things, you being the first, that always – every time you find out or read something about the first, that's the toughest job. And you had God on your side then, because your mother and your grandmother, they always told me, Mr. Calloway, you take care of little Alfred. And the main thing about it, I didn't do much, because you were way ahead of your time. And I know you wasn't with us Thursday, because you were going to be the substitute for the pastor, because you are our minister of the Youth Recreation. Every program, you'd be on there as bringing a word, invocation or something. But you had an emergency to go check on your brother-in-law up in Atlanta, because he's gravely ill. you and your
yes,
son,
sir.
Alpha Jr. So I appreciate that. But even last night, you sat on my right hand over at the auditorium at Inlet Grove when we were having the Christmas gospel program. And
yes, sir.
Everything, you give up a lot of your time to be there. And I know that we talked in brief, and I told you what happened, but I told you about Ann McNeil,
right.
A great leader here. She did a marvelous job, and I was saying at the very beginning to her off air that it was at least 8 people asked me right there by you talking about the senior citizen banquet. I mean, not
yes,
banquet,
sir.
Just Christmas meal, Christmas dinner. And how can they turn in names about one of the things you're going to be head of your church? I asked some of our organization members to talk to the church, and we got a response yesterday. And
great.
I gave the name of the person in February
mm-hmm.
for her to get her $1,000, and we're going to have somebody else, but she will be one of the recipients. And she's 86, and
amen.
She needs that very much, yes. And you will take care of your church, but most
yes,
of
I will.
All, you will be the disciple of the conduit to go all over the county, everywhere. And one of the things I need the listening audience to know, Thanksgiving, you went to 10 people. Every year, you go
yes.
to the mailman. You retired as a mailman, working for the government.
Yes.
And you collect funds from 10 people always to buy so many hams. And people don't understand behind closed doors. They never understand how we buy that many hams, 80 hams at $75 a piece and 150 turkeys. And this year we fed over 8,000, really, right over 8,000. And we were glad to do that because of the tough times. But
amen.
You have been doing that for years. Everything you gladly say, one of those things says, oh, man, what do I need to do to take some of the load off you? And I really,
yes.
really appreciate that. The you don't have to talk about until you confer with the rest of your staff, and you know I know them all down at your church, whether they
yes,
want
sir.
The name to be mentioned, and then
mm-hmm.
down the line, you'll be back because it's one thing I know that there's a person out there in Palm Beach County. It was in Riviera, was in West Palm Beach, and we had 3 busloads from Belgrade, and they are very enthused. When the moment I told them that some senior citizen over 75 years of age would sometimes missing meals because they worked in the field over there. They don't get no what their pension. They don't get it,
nope.
If they don't get the money from the Social Security and they can't work, they're not going to get a penny. And sometimes we got to go and take care, and I say this all the time, we are responsible for the least, the lost, and the left out. And we will not. Your mother turned, she was a minister. And there was numerous occasions she had me there fixing, getting the food for them in those senior citizen buildings, speaking, carrying out the word of God.
That's
and
right.
the main thing, all she had to do is say, Mr. Calloway, could you feed us? All I had to ask is it 200 people, 300, 100? Whatever, and all the guys on the youth recreation pen in. See, most people just think that we do a lot of things athletic with an athletic background. That's not so. We spend more time doing things with the socialization of our society. And in a minute, the 3 of us are going to be talking about homes and people losing their homes because of taxes. See, I didn't know
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
And we got, see, Ann McNeil brought that up before we got on the air because she was our guest speaker. And, of course, she's all over the world, all over the country at least, and she's aware of a lot of things. But I have a meeting set up whether it's going to be before Christmas or right after Christmas. She's a link with my wife, Bedinia Baker. And every quarter, Audie and I have to sit down with Bedinia to give an uplift. Behind closed doors, she's doing a wonderful job. But we got to get more people on the kind of commission that look like us, think like us, and will act like us. See, because of the former mayor of Palm Beach Garden, she's on there, and she helps out. Maria Marciana. She's a personal friend of ours. And we got to get, after Priscilla left, and before that was Eddie, and then it was Maude, and we have to have, really, to be frank with, we need two or three. And I used to have always four because I went before I represent the sheriff's office for his budget. The sheriff sent me down there. And I always said that when Maude Lee was there, I said, I got four women, and they'll be ready to vote. But now, Alfred, tell me the importance of you and Mr. Barnes, and both of you all are my reverends, the three of you, is you got your classmate, Pastor Brazil.
Dr. Brazil, yes.
Yeah, Philip Brazil. Now, when we were putting on those different civic programs at the church, and either you were the presider when I didn't preside, and you have been the speaker, you were over the prayer warriors or something. How did the transition from one of the, not only classic, but one of the best athletes that ever left here, number one, and receive all kind of accolades, and then you had time to coach your son, who anytime you get a scholarship to the University of Miami, you're top it. Yeah, you got to be good because of, at the time being back there, Miami and everything, they were winning the national champion, and everybody knows that if you got a scholarship at Miami. How did that work that you were able to deliver the mail, deliver the goods of your siblings, because your wife, when she got sick and she passed, God rest her soul, you never lost step of doing everything. And you didn't, some people when they lose a wife or some loved one or something happened, they get bitter instead of getting better. You got better because you knew that was God's will. And knowing your wife as well as I did, and the last thing you said when you got ready to go 2 days of being inducted in the Army, you asked me, came right over there at the park and said, would I look after your fiance? And I gave you my word. And when she came back, she said Mr. Calloway did his job, because anytime she might have wanted to go on the wrong left foot, she said Mr. Calloway going to tell Alpha.
Yes, sir.
Now, how did you handle all that?
Well, I cannot take credit myself, Mr. Calloway. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I know it steers all the way back from the raising of myself from childhood. I was raised by my grandmother, even though my mother was a part of my life at that particular time, and we all go astray and do things that, you know, we want to do. But then the Lord always has a calling upon our lives. But I just want to give credit to my grandparents, my grandfather, who was a elder in the Holiness Church, my grandmother, who made sure that my foundation was grounded. And as children, we always say that, hey, listen, it can't be that much church in the world. The word of God says, train up a child in the way that they should be. They shan't
depart.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was, someone was trying to get my telephone number. But anyway, Mr. Calloway, I must go back and say that that was my upbringing. And as I came along, I knew that there was a special calling upon my life. And many mm-hmm. of us, we run because we still want to do what the world has us, is out there to try to captivate our mind. But there were people around me, such as yourself, such as Ben McCoy, such as Ms. Wilson, such as, I mean, I could go on and on of people that were community-minded, based people that knew that our children had a strike against them, and they needed all of the help that they could get as they came along. So I said all that to say this, is that without God within my marriage, I know that it would not have lasted the 46 years that my wife and I were together before her calling upon the Lord to go and be with him. That I give credit and blessings to her parents, being that they were God-fearing people also. So without God in the mix, you cannot and you will not be successful. You can earn and you can be the richest person in the world, but the word of God say, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? That I do not want. I want to be what God has called me to be, a beacon of light so that other men mm-hmm. may see my good works. Not that I'm trying to get accolades, but I'm trying to get those thorny crowns of glory that when I get to see him, he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant, for you've been faithful over a few. Come on, and I will make you rulers over many. So I have to incorporate my Christian training background that led to all of this. And then to do unto others, Mr. Calloway, as you would have them to do unto you. Though you may try to put me down, I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. If you do not receive Beautiful. Me in the manner by which I come to you, then I'm going to leave that in the hands of God. I'm not going to be trying to get revenge. The word of God says, vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. So try to get back at people, that is not going to benefit you, and it's not going to benefit me. I also like to say one other caption part, Mr. Calloway, that when you asked me to go and play American Legion baseball, and by the way, you were also instrumental in the Los Angeles Angels drafting to play.
That is true.
I did not take advantage of it, even though I told them that I wanted to go off to college first. I wanted to get some college. But I got drafted by the military, being that I stayed out one semester to take care of my grandmother, and I got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
But the military paid dividends also. For right now, I'm fortunate enough to receive total benefits from the military, pension from the government, Social Security, a beautiful family, grandkids, longevity, 75 years on the books. And I know if Mr. Calloway stumbled, I'm going to catch him at 84. But the thing about it is that as long as I hold on to the hand of God, I know that
Amen.
I'm going to be all right. And then my living will not be in vain, Mr. Calloway, for as I go along this way, and if I can help somebody along the way, then I know that I've done what I'm supposed to do. And I don't do it for fame or fortune. I do it because of men like you, men like Herman McCray, men like Mr. Wilson, men like Don Brooks, men like the men that I've said, ministers of the gospel that have gone on and paid their contribution to society. Those people are intricate parts in my life. So why can't I give back that which I have, which is what God has blessed me with, that is to help somebody?
And I believe that as I go along
this ride, I always teach my kids to the faith, to whom much is given, much is required. And
Amen.
And I get joy to see where my son is helping young men to become productive citizens as they go along. My daughter, who is clinical psychologist, has written 2 books. She's been, and I say blessed by this. Many say it might be a curse, but she has a special need kid. And even in the midst of having that special need kid, she can still see God working in her life, whereas now she and her husband, they have one of the largest minority-sponsored group that help other parents with special needs kids. They didn't get bitter. What they did was say, you know what? This is still work that we must do in order to go forward. So I said that they have taken a piece and have looked into how other people have taken things that would have been a negative and turned it into a positive. So
Beautiful. Go this route.
Sometimes we don't always go on a smooth path, but the old lady used to say, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. And the rough side, believe it or not, has things that you can hold on to. The smooth
side, exactly right.
You don't have anything to hold on to. And that's when you will slip and slide. So give me the rough side so I can hold on beyond the break.
Well, that's well said, and that's why I've said publicly that everybody knows that in the last 59 years, some people say 63, because I started when I was in school, but I don't count that. I count that my involvement with young people, and I always said thank you to the parents, because one thing the parents did for me, they believed in me when a lot of other people said negative things, but the parents said, I would rather have my son or my daughter under the supervision of the umbrella of one Dan Calloway, because we know he's going to demand respect from everybody, because that's what I give. And I grew up in Monolith, the second oldest member right now. 69 years I've been a member of Monolith Missionary Baptist Church. And Mary Lee Perry is, she has 84 years. She got baptized the year I was born, in 1938. She was born in 28. But to see the thing, what it is, if we could go back, and this is what I say to you all the time, your message, your upbringing, never get away from that in telling the story. There are numerous of times that I couldn't make a church program, and I only sent one person to put in my place, and that's for you. And that, and if I couldn't get you, it would have been your sidekick, Reverend Barnes.
Yes.
See, because in my heart and my knowledge about people, because my minor in school was sociology, the study of human nature, the norms, the tendencies, and the mores of the society. That's what gives me an edge of being able to wheel and deal with everybody. And you got to be able to that, because Martin Luther King said we all are God's children. Even if we are created equally, but now equally we don't inherit all the good things. We got to go, because the Bible said the poor will be among us all the time. When everything
always.
Else goes. The poor people are going to be there. So that's what we do. Now, Ann, are you on?
I'm right here.
Okay. Now, you need to bring up what you brought up before we got on the air, and then when Alfred and I were chipping in, we need everybody to know about this. You brought up that the government in Palm Beach County is taking the homes of these old people because they cannot, because of the situation, the high price of the grocery, the gas, and insurance, everything is going up. And if they can't pay their taxes, they're confiscating the homes. Now, let's put that
on
the table, because this is the reason why, because my next step, I have a meeting coming up with Virginia Baker anyhow. And I know that Richard Riles, the attorney, was there to hear you bring the message Thursday, and at the senior citizen gathering luncheon. And one of the things I said, we only had one representative. And when Percy was alive, the gerrymandered Palm Beach County and started from Lake Park right through Riviera onto West Palm, Lake Worth, and to Delray. That you will always have a black representative. Well, what we got to do, and that's my job, I'll take that. And then once we get it set up with Virginia Baker, my next meeting with her, and I'm going to set up some with Marcia Marino, who is the district of Palm Beach Garden. We don't vote for her. We vote. I area gerrymandered from predominant in the black area where we could make sure we get a black representation.
Right.
Now, I'm going to set up a meeting with Virginia Baker, and I'm going to have Patrick Franklin, who is the director of the Urban League. See, because the Urban League, when you define that, and most of the people, when they talk about the urban people, that was a bunch of black people. That's why it started many, many, many years ago. But he is a good man, and I will put that together. And I need to know how much time do I need to ask you, can you attend? Would it be a week or 2 weeks or what?
Just let me know where the meeting is. But this is what I want to suggest. And everybody who's listening, we all know that in the city of Riviera Beach, people are property taxes that they've bought. And if they cannot buy those taxes before the time, the whoever bought the tax deed can buy that property. And so what I'd like to challenge all of our listeners to do, if you know of an elderly person, you know, that's not able to work, like the one you're talking about, give $1,000 to. I think it's equally as important that we help them identify, you know, legal aid services, try to help them keep their home, because they can have $1,000, but if they can't keep their homes and put that money toward their pastor to keep their home, they may end up homeless. So I just want to encourage us to just think about that as we're looking at talking to the churches, because many of these individuals will tell a church teacher or the pastor, I need help to keep my house.
Yeah.
Right.
But you see, that's a great, let me say this, Alpha. See, I had not thought about that because that had not gotten on my desk that they were losing their homes. See, I know about when we went to Fort Myers, the hurricane took the homes, and now the insurance may not give them the right type of money because they had wind insurance rather than flood insurance. See, everything in Fort Myers predominant was washed away because of the they ran on the water and the high tides in that time, and it was washed away. But I will take that and then tell this to our group, and Alpha to be there because we all get together every now and then. But I think that is great that we need to I need to be able to, when I'm interviewing the people at the house, I need to bring that question up. How are you standing with your taxes? If this house is paid for, well, if you rent, you don't have to worry about it because that's not your house. But if you own the property, is it paid up? I think that's what you're telling me, Ann. Make sure
I find that out.
And then,
correct.
And then you can put the money right toward that.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? I didn't hear.
I think Mr. Chipman's trying to say something, too. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to get in on that because this is a situation where we need to look at. If you notice, there are PACs that are coming in now purchasing people's property because they're behind on their taxes. I often tell people, and just give you another little background, I'm also a notary signing agent, so I see a lot of property refinancing. People will get the equity out of their homes, and they'll get themselves in some situations where they have to keep going back, refinance. And that's also another thing. There need to be some form, you know, even at the Lindsay Davis
senior citizens. Yeah, there need to be some information given out to our senior citizens, people that are getting on up. Number one, they need to have their property placed in a
trust, not a will.
And with Richard Lyles and maybe some of the other attorneys that will give some of their volunteer time, even my nephew, who's also Minister Byron Jackson, who's also an attorney, and he has some other credentials. But if we can get some of our legal staff in the county to just lend some of their probate time to help these older people to be able to get their property straight. Mr. Calloway, that $1,000 that you were talking about giving to someone, we can take that money. That $1,000 sometimes goes a long ways to help a person get themselves back on good footing. So we can help them to get their property. Have these wills. A lot of times elderly people don't even have wills. And that's another thing that we fall short of. Our will, being able to make sure that in the event of death, what are you going to do when it comes time for you to close your eyes? Where is your property? Where is your expense going to be done? There are seminars that we need to put on for our senior citizens and even those that are approaching senior citizens. Some people think that, hey, you're going to live forever. No, that's not the truth. You're not going to live forever. So you must plan. You must plan for those things that will come upon you as you get older. So, Mr. Calloway and Sister McNeil, that's a great idea, and we need to do all we can do. I know feeding the hunger is important. Clothing, those that are that doesn't have clothing, and I know those that are thirsty, they need to be given a drink. But we need to also educate our people in order to keep some of our property from these investors that are coming in, scamming the people, the young people now. If they don't work for it, they don't care for it. But if you work hard and you bought that property and you made that your home, I think you ought to be able to have that home with some clarity and mindset that you don't have to worry about not paying the taxes and it being the rug being snatched out from under. But as you said, Mr. Calloway, if you're renting, you let the landowner worry about it. I mean, you let him handle that. Or she handle that.
Yeah, but the landlord.
But if you have private property, we need to help those people.
Well, let me tell you, I'm the athletic director or the event coordinator for Mount Olive, Miss Hodges, Betty Hodges. She was at the a lot of my Mount Olive members was at the luncheon Thursday. We have had workshops. That was only for the Mount Olive members.
Right.
And we try to bring in people to educate them about certain things, especially. I think that I just talked to, and he was there for Thursday, Attorney Bill Conto, a white guy, a white friend. Everybody said, well, he's my little brother from another mother. He lives over in Sanders Island. I've been getting on the side, not knowing this was going to come up. I had numerous of people. I said, you need to go and let me get you up to Bill Conto, and I'm having to give it pro bono to write up a two types of will, a living will and the will after you pass. Because there's so many people go up to the hospital and they can't have whatever the right for the doctors, and they lay there. But if you got it in writing,
right,
this is what you want. You can handle that. See, now I tell you what I'm going to do. As still the athletic director, temporary, I'm going to set up, just like we had all those people, I'm going to bring two or three people. And see, I hate to have to go to Bill Cantore when I can go to Malcolm Cunningham Jr. I had Malcolm Cunningham Jr. like everybody else. And of course, see, what we can do that with Richard, had Richard ever since he was 7 years of age. He said that the other day, that right. Black family, because his mother is my classmate, and his grandfather was my favorite coach, Richard Brooks. And he said I was his favorite athlete out of all those people he taught. But I think that the idea that Ann brought up about the Texas losing, see, that was not in my mind. Because you got to remember, I'm getting older, but when we are coming up, I'm gonna contact Patrick and Virginia, and then in the next a couple of months or something, I'm going to put that together where we'll have all our stuff, and I'll need a committee. I don't know, will I take an attorney with I don't need an attorney with Patrick. And I really don't need an attorney with Virginia. Well, I need to go there and plead for Virginia to talk to. She's just administrator. She got to answer to those seven people. But I know that Bobby Powell going to be running. I know Richard going to be running. For Mike Bernard is term limit, so he won't be able to run. But one thing we got to do is get the best person for that position, number one. And then we got to go and get at least two more, because if we don't have a one black district, and no blacks is running out of this district, so I got to stay with Marcy Marino from Palm Beach Garden and work on a couple more. See, we need four votes, but that, I can't think of nothing right now other than being hungry. That we need to do more than save those people property, because I'm trying to recapitulate in my mind at 3009 S Avenue where I was born in that empty lot right there, and of course our house is 3017 right next door to it. What if my mother and father would have lost the property and all that stuff? I mean, this is unbelievable. That's our heritage. But anyway, that's wonderful. How much time we got?
We already passed time, but you know you can take as much time as you want.
Okay, well, let me go, because next week, because of Christmas, we won't be here. At least I won't.
All right.
Okay. I won't. But Al,
yes,
soon...
Sir.
I need you because he's asking about me and you, and I'm asking about him, Al Jr. Now, football season is over, and I need to get us on a three-way line, and need to tell him because his attitude has always been community-wise, and I know where it came from you and the mother. I know that. But he has been just magnificent. That's why we have always given a banquet or something for his football program. Right now, we took – I didn't go because I'm not going to go to the Dolphins game. I'd rather look at it on TV. When the Dolphins played the Houston team on the 27th of November, we had 50 kids and five chaperones. And Abe had – two busloads down there, Abe Elam. When you brought up about Abe Elam, remember now, I had Abe Elam, and I had his brother who got killed January 2nd, 1987, over in Monroe Heights. I've been involved with that family, and not only their mother and Mrs. Glenda Wilson, those people, and Mrs. Boggs, who was assistant principal up at Palm Beach Garden for a while. She was a grade behind me in school. When I was on death day back in 1984, they came up to that hospital. They were prayer warriors. But the Boggs lady is dead. But Addie Elam and Don Wilson White, unbelievable. But now what we've got to do is we got, I will put this in coming up for January, right around the corner, that we gonna that's right on the high list, because we were gonna be trying to take care of senior citizens and everybody over 75 anyhow, paraplegic, cripple, got all kind of medication or disease or whatever. I know about all that, so we gonna do better because we know better. My last remark is that if I said Feliz Navidad is one thing, if I said Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. And in any kind of language, it means that we are honoring Christ's birthday. And not only that, that's a given time of the year, they say, but we should do that year-round because we all are God's children. And
amen.
I'm always remembering about four things that I learned as a junior in Sunday school. And I don't forgot what passages of the Bible, but they talked about Lazarus,
right,
the poor man, and the dog who belonged to Dives, the rich man. And Lazarus asked simply, could I have the scraps from the table? And
yes,
Dives sicked the dog on him, and the dog didn't bite him. He licked him, and the wounds healed. That was Jesus working.
Right.
We can't afford to have Lazarus out here being turned down by the Dives. I can't get away from that. We got to do better because we know better. That's my remark. And you all go with God. It's been a wonderful thing. And I'm impressed with you more from what the message you brought, because I don't have 40 phone calls about it. So if I ever need you again, you'll be on call?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I do want to make sure we give Mr. Shipman the last words, if you have any closing comments or thoughts, Mr. Shipman, before we wrap up the podcast.
Okay. Thank you so very much once again, and it's always a pleasure to be on the air, and I thank God for the listening audience. I just hope that it wasn't a boring broadcast today. I pray to God that it was informational. But the last thing is, Mr. Calloway, say, I want everyone to have a Merry Christmas. And Jesus is the reason for the season. So if we do that and we know that, we will be successful in the coming year. God bless you, Mr. Calloway. Continue to give you longevity and continue with your beautiful information that you impart to people. And as they say, if we can help one person along the way,
beautiful.
Thank you so very much. Have a great, great afternoon, and we hope to see you real soon.
Thank you.
All right, everybody.
All right.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, you've been listening
to
Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Everybody have an awesome, awesome holiday weekend. Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.